Hello, welcome to the Bleed Green podcast, co-curricular podcast from Gordon School. This edition comes to you from the music department. I'm the director of music, Adam Stanworth, and as a relatively new member of the Gordon's team, I was keen to chat to some of the school's musicians and find out a bit more about their musical lives. In particular, I wanted to find out what had got them into music in the first place, what motivates them to keep going, and whether they might be able to provide any advice or inspiration to other aspiring musicians. In other words, what is the secret of their success? I also wanted to know where they see their love of music taking them in the future. I began my quest by talking to Ben in Year 8. I chose Ben as he is the youngest member of the school currently to have been awarded his music colours. To kick things off, I asked him to tell me about the instrument that he plays and how he first got into it.
So I play the trumpet, and so I've been playing it since Year 6.
How did you start the trumpet then?
So, because my mum was going through my gran's house, and she found a trumpet that was my uncle's. So then mum thought that I might be able to play it, so I picked it up and had a go.
Right.
And then I just started playing since.
It's funny, isn't it, sometimes how these things can be just totally accidental and then lead to all sorts of exciting things. I started playing the clarinet when I was about your age or a little bit younger because my auntie had a spare one. So I just picked that one up. And yeah, it's from these little things, it can just escalate into all sorts of different directions. So you've been playing the trumpet, and you're taking exams on the trumpet?
Yes, so I'm just doing my grade 3 next week.
Brilliant.
And then, so hopefully I pass that.
Yeah, sounds great. And you also, you do quite a lot of singing, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm part of the boys' choir.
Yeah.
And the new pop choir, kind of like 80s kind of thing that we've made.
That's right. So I'm looking forward to hearing that, the final product.
Yeah.
At the Summer Arts Festival.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Okay, so you've managed to get up to grade 3 on the trumpet in a pretty short space of time. How would you say that you've managed to get that far that quickly?
It's mainly just persevering,
yeah.
Keeping on practicing as much as you can.
Yeah.
And if you're bored, just have a go.
Yes.
And making sure you're just playing.
Yeah. How often would you say that you played your trumpet?
I would play between, I'd say, 5 to 6 times a week, so most days.
Right, most days, yeah. Well, it's no wonder you're doing so well if you're playing it 5 or 6 times a week. Yeah. So you play it in school several times a week, don't you? Because you're in concert bands.
Under the Arches.
The Under the Arches bands.
The orchestra.
And the orchestra, yeah. So that's 3 ensembles that you're playing in every week at school. As well as presumably your own practice of your exam pieces and things like that.
Yes, and also I have my own band that I do on Saturday.
And how much practice would you say that you do each week for your exams?
So when I do practice, usually I would say about 90% of it would be just practicing mainly scales and just getting them
okay.
Good. So then when you play the pieces, you can kind of guess which notes to play.
That's interesting. So a large chunk of your practice time is actually just technique, looking at scales and things, and not on the actual pieces themselves.
No, so
that's really interesting.
Yeah, because you do have to spend time on the pieces to make sure you get them right.
Of course, yeah. And you have your trumpet lesson every week as well, don't you?
Yeah, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so where do you see your playing and your singing and your music going in the future? What are your aims?
It would be nice if I can play my trumpet professionally.
Yeah.
And so go around and so if I can get that good, that would be really fun to do.
Fantastic. So you've actually got quite high aims for your future of your music making.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And you're definitely on the right track. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Well, that's really great to hear, Ben. And obviously we're going to do everything we can to help you with that and hope that you achieve your ambition of becoming a professional musician.
Yes.
And since we recorded that interview, I am pleased to be able to report that Ben passed his grade 3 on the trumpet with a distinction. I was not surprised to learn that Ben put his success down to a regular practice routine, along with his involvement in a wide range of musical activities. I wondered if this would be the case with my next interviewee, Lottie, in Year 13. Lottie has recently passed grade 8 saxophone with distinction. I began by asking her how she felt about that.
Well, I'm very pleased with the distinction. I think it's the first time I've got a distinction in any of my grades. So to get it at grade 8, it's pretty good.
That's really pleasing. And did you do every single grade all the way through from grade 1 to 8?
No. I think I started with grade 3 because I played saxophone prior to coming to Gordon's.
Uh-huh.
When I came in year 7, it wasn't brand new to me. So I think I started with grade 3. Then I did grade 5, then grade 6. And then I skipped grade 7 because of COVID, so I wasn't able to do that last year.
Sure.
And then I wanted to complete grade 8 while I was still at Gordon's. I was worried that I wouldn't get round to a university or anything, so, yeah.
And you've just managed to squeeze it in the last few weeks. Yeah, that's great.
I was worried that I wouldn't be able to, but...
Yeah. So you started playing the saxophone at primary school?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was in Switzerland, because I was in Switzerland prior to Gordon's.
Okay. How old would you have been then?
Probably 9 or 10.
Okay. So why the saxophone? What prompted you to take up the saxophone?
I'm not completely sure why saxophone, but all my siblings, I have 3 older siblings, they all play instruments, and mm-hmm. my parents both played instruments. 2 of them play guitar and 1 plays drums. And I was bound to play an instrument because I saw them playing an instrument. I was definitely going to play an instrument. I didn't know which one. But I think my parents made the decision for me more than I did.
Yeah.
But I was speaking to them sort of, and I was like, I want to do something different to what, you know, like not an instrument that everyone does.
Mm.
So I think my parents sort of suggested saxophone, and I was like, why not try it? Because I can try multiple different instruments if I want to before I like decide which one I want to do. But I just stuck with saxophone.
And here we are, 8-9 years later, with a grade 8 with distinction. As I say, a very, very rare achievement. So what does it take then, would you say? What are the qualities that someone needs to get to that level that you have reached, the grade 8 with distinction? What would you put it down to?
See, persistence, because sometimes it's very hard to keep practicing or something if you don't get it, especially when in the lower grades, when you're starting off, it's hard to keep going, because it is hard when you start playing any instrument, and I think you just have to stick with it. But then I suppose it's also likewise in the harder grades, where stuff starts to get tougher, it's not like, you know, the simple stuff, and stuff just gets harder. You have to just keep trying. And I think I want to say confidence, but at the same time, when I was younger, I didn't have much confidence on the saxophone.
Right.
So I think, I've definitely built confidence over time, but,
How much practice do you think you did for the grade 8s?
For grade 8, I definitely stepped up my practice.
Yeah.
I think I realised quickly that if I did as much as I did for, like, grade 5 or something, I was not going to get the grade 8 at all.
No.
So for grade 8, I would say I was most probably practicing 5 or 6 times a week.
Yeah.
Like an hour or something, an hour and a half every day.
Wow. Okay. 5 or 6 times. Okay. So looking up, what's sort of 8-9 hours a week, probably.
So yeah, I'd come up to the music block most evenings and do sort of an hour or more if I could. And then on the weekends, if I couldn't fit it in during the week, I could do more on the weekends.
So yeah.
You definitely need the practice at grade 8.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's interesting, isn't it? That amount of practice is what it takes, isn't it?
Yeah.
If people are wondering how you get to that level, there's your answer. It's 7, 8, 9 hours a week of practicing and persistence. And I think probably there have been times when you got a bit fed up with it.
Yeah.
And you felt like you perhaps had reached as far as you can go and weren't going to get any better. But actually, you pushed on through and did get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is how it should work. How did you motivate yourself to do all that practice? Did you ever feel like not doing it?
Yeah. So there were many times I didn't want to practice, because...
Yeah.
It was most probably when I got to the harder bits in the piece. Like once I'd got the grounding on all the pieces, then it started to tidy everything up. And that's sort of the worst bit, because the stuff you need to tidy up are the stuff you can't do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't do very well. So, yeah, I definitely, it was hard to practice. But then at the same time, like I've got my grade 6 and I'm on my way to my grade 8. Like I wanted to get my grade 8 done.
Right.
Because I've come this far.
Yeah,
I don't want to not finish it.
Mm. So that was a personal target that you wanted to reach. Yeah. So was it all worth it?
Yeah, definitely. To get a distinction, definitely.
Yeah. And now, of course, you've got a fantastic skill that can be developed even further. But that's something that you'll have for the rest of your life, because it's not something that you forget how to do, I think, playing an instrument, especially when you've put in the groundwork that you've put in. Where would you like to take your playing in the future?
Well, I'll take my saxophone with me to university.
Yeah.
And there are many different bands there that I can join. I don't know. I'm planning over the summer to try and maybe learn a different instrument. I've got a violin at home.
Okay.
From my mum, because she used to play violin.
Mm.
And I bought a grade one book.
Yeah, so yeah, okay.
Gonna make me try and teach myself violin. Don't know how it will sound. It might sound really bad to start with.
Well, it will do to start with, yeah.
but hopefully I'll be
in time. Yeah, and of course all the skills, the theory skills and everything that you've learned so far are able to be transferred, aren't they, into any other instruments, yeah. And as you say, when you go off to university, you've got that social element of it, and the saxophone will get you into different bands and things. Well, that's great. Well, I'm really pleased that you got it. All the best of luck for the future and all the music that you'll make in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
An extract there of Lottie playing the Chardas by Vittorio Monti. And it came as no surprise to learn of the time and dedication that Lottie had put into achieving her grade 8. The next person that I spoke to was Molly in year 12. She had also just received some excellent news, so I began by asking her about it.
Yeah, I just found out I got upper approved for my singing musical theatre diploma.
Right, and that actually has some important ramifications, because it means that you can now add letters to the end of your name. So you are Molly Dip LCM.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. And we've been having a joke, haven't we, about how you might be able to get entered for your A-levels with your new name. Your new
Molly Campbell Dip LCM.
Dip LCM, absolutely. So just for our listeners, could you just tell us a little bit about what that actually means? What is a diploma?
So diploma is next step up from grade 8, so you have your grades 1 to 8, and then diploma's further on from that, and it's around university level, actually.
That's
so
right.
I've taken it at quite a young age, which I forget is actually quite impressive. And it consists, you do 4 songs, a quick study piece, and then you have a chat about it.
Yeah, so you're a singer, and your diploma was in musical theatre, that particular style of singing. And yeah, I think most people know that in any instrument or on the voice, you can do grades which go up from grade 1 up to grade 8. But perhaps not everyone realises that there are further exams that can be done beyond grade 8. Usually there's about 3 or 4 different levels of diploma. So, I mean, to achieve grade 8 is something quite special. But to continue on beyond that and start doing the exams beyond that is really, really exciting. Yeah. So have you always been into singing?
So I was talking to my mum about this, and we were trying to figure out how it all started, and apparently my family didn't think I could sing at all.
Right.
There was no... I wanted to do an instrument, so I picked up piano in year 3, but there was no idea that I could sing at all. They didn't really think that. But there was this big new choir starting in my school in year 4, and all my friends wanted to go for it. You had to audition, you had to try out. And I really wanted to be a part of it, and some of my friends were quite musically talented. So I was like, they're going to be a part of it, but if I'm not, I'm going to feel left out. So my mum decided to get me a term's worth of singing lessons, just as she can get in and then she can just have fun with it. And my singing teacher then told my mum that actually I was quite musically talented and I was really enjoying it. So for a birthday present, I got an extra term, and it just carried on like that.
Yeah, it's really interesting hearing how these things, chatting to different people and hearing how their musical experiences began. So you're involved in all sorts of musical things now, right? We should say probably that you're in year 12. So you are, what, 17 years old?
17 in 7 days.
Great. Well, happy birthday for then.
Yes.
And so tell us a bit about all the music that you're involved with or have been involved with recently?
So I am involved in anything that I can get involved in. So I'm in SFS with my voice.
That's the Semper Fidelis
Singers.
Senior choir.
I'm in, outside of school, I'm in a Surrey Youth Choir as well. So I'm also in another choir. I'm in concert band, either playing bass on piano or glockenspiel.
Yeah.
I'm in the jazz band, playing piano. I'm in Under Archers, playing glockenspiel. And I'm in with the drama department, I'm doing some musical theatre stuff for Summer Arts. And yeah. I'm also in a sort of band thing for Summer Arts. Me and a couple of girls from Kensington, we're trying to get something together as well.
Superb. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing that. And you had a lead role in our school production, Big Fish, which sadly got cancelled because of COVID. But, fingers crossed, we're going to try and do a musical next year.
And we're doing a medley from Big Fish, us four leads.
For the Summer Arts Festival.
Summer Arts as well.
Yeah, that's going to be superb. Okay, so all this work, and you might not think of it as work, I'm sure it's great fun and very enjoyable, but there's a lot of practice involved as well, and I know that you did a huge amount of work for your diploma exam.
Definitely.
So where's it all going? Where do you see your music going in the future?
I definitely see myself doing something with music, there is no doubt about it. I've come this far now, especially I do music A-level and I also do drama A-level. For it not to go in that direction, I think would be very disappointing.
Yeah,
but I definitely see myself doing music at uni or something like musical theatre at uni, maybe like Guildford School of Arts or something like that.
Yes.
My other option, which I've always been slightly interested, is Music Army Corps, which is a not well known topic for me. People don't expect me to come out with something like that, but I love the idea of being in the army, but I'm not the most athletic. So I think going in as a musician, and they are such a high standard, I would love to do that. So definitely something in music.
Great. Yeah, well, that's what I expected you to say.
Yes.
Obviously, whatever it is that you want to do, we'll do our best to support you and wish you all the best with that. Yeah, let's see where you end up. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Molly, thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
It was very pleasing to hear of all Molly's plans for the future. The next person I spoke to has also taken her music to a very high level. Unlike Molly, however, Emma, in year 13, does not intend to pursue it as a career. She's hoping to go to Cambridge to study medicine. So I wanted to find out from her what had motivated her to keep going with the music.
So I play the piano, violin and organ.
Okay, right, so let's take each one of those one by one. How long have you been playing the piano?
12 years, I'd say. About 12 years.
12 years,
yeah.
And you're what, 18?
18, so yeah.
So you started when you were 6? Yeah. Okay, wow. And what level have you reached on the piano?
So I did my grade 8 in year 9, and I've just kind of been doing whatever I want since.
Amazing, okay. Did you think about doing a diploma?
Yeah, I thought about it, and then I thought I might as well just do pieces that I want.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to pursue music properly in the future, so I thought might as well.
The other people that I've spoken to are quite keen to pursue music as a career, but you're an interesting example of someone who has taken music to a very high level at school, but is actually going to perhaps in the future keep it as a hobby and something that they do secondary to their main career. Okay, so you grade 8 at in year 9 on the piano. How about the violin?
So I think I've done my grade 4. I started grade 5 and then I thought, I think it was around GCSE time, I decided to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I still play the violin in concert band and orchestra, and something I really enjoy. I also want to play in like a university orchestra somewhere.
Would you say that the piano, the violin, lends itself more to ensembles than the piano, perhaps?
So. Yeah.
Although, I guess with the piano, you have to get to quite an advanced level before you can become part of an ensemble, because ensembles require fewer pianos than they do violins, so you've got to kind of be like one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Whereas a violin, you can just go along and join in with everybody else.
Merge into the crowd.
That's right, yeah. And the organ, how long have you been playing the organ?
Probably around 3 or 4, no, I'd say 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, not, I haven't been doing it for a long time.
Mm. And have you played in public? Have you played in chapel services?
Yeah, I've played for chapel services at school with parades.
So can we just talk about your piano playing then a little bit? Because that's the instrument that you've taken to the highest level.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm interested in when I'm talking to people is how they've managed, what level of practice and what level of commitment is required to get to that level. To achieve grade 8 by year 9 is quite an extraordinary achievement. How much practice did you have to do?
So I'd say about an hour a day.
Okay.
Missing some days out, if I'm being truthful.
5-6 days a week, maybe? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that was leading up to the exam. I think before the exam I didn't quite.
Sure.
Not as much as my teacher wanted me to, but...
Right, but you still got through, so that's good. And an actual hour a day?
Yeah.
Okay, when did you fit that hour in then with all your other commitments?
It was normally after school.
Okay.
So I'd come home at 7:30 from prep.
And then practice till 8:30?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you always feel like doing that?
Not always, but I had this end goal that I wanted to achieve, so...
Okay, so did you feel like you were always heading towards grade 8? Was that what was keeping you motivated to keep practicing?
I think so.
Okay. What do you think is so special about the grade 8? Why was it that you wanted to get a grade 8?
I think if you tell people, you know, I'm grade 8 piano rather than I just play piano, I think it's more accredited than just saying I play the piano. So if I was just grade 8, like grade 8 standard, and I didn't take the exam, I feel like, you know, I'd kind of be missing out, especially with opportunities with playing, let's say, like for ensembles, or I've played for a couple choirs before, and being able to say that I'm grade 8 probably allowed me to do those things.
Right, yeah, so grade 8 is something kind of iconic about isn't there? Everybody recognises grade 8. You say, I've got my grade 8. It's kind of, it demonstrates that you've reached a certain level that everybody recognises, and it's seen as being really good. And so you say you've played for some choirs as well.
Yeah.
Where have you played for choirs?
So at Gordon's, they... well, not the actual Gordon's choir, but there's a choir that came in to do, like, a Christmas service.
Okay.
So, yeah, I played for them.
Right, let's talk about where you're going in the future.
Yeah.
And I know you're hoping to go to Cambridge.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're going to study medicine.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does music fit in with medicine? You're someone, you want to study medicine, you're obviously quite driven, and yet you've spent hours and hours, probably hundreds or thousands of hours of your life practicing musical instruments.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's an excellent way to kind of get away from study, something I really enjoy.
Yeah.
I think before I kind of did grade 8 and when I did all the exams and stuff, I didn't really enjoy it as much as afterwards, because now I can just play pieces I want to play rather than just doing like the ABRSM, pieces they want.
Okay, so
getting it's more of a hobby now.
The grade 8 has bought you that privilege of being able to play whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And as you go forwards, hopefully onto Cambridge, obviously you're keen to continue to pursue music and to get involved with music. What opportunities do you think there will be?
So I've actually applied for this thing called the Cambridge Instrumental Award, with the piano, obviously.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'll be doing the first round of interviews just before September, which will include recording a couple of pieces and speaking about why I want the award. And if I manage to get it, it's basically a chamber award, I guess you could say, where you get special masterclasses with professionals and you're able to play in chamber groups.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. But apart from that, I'll also probably be able to join various orchestras and music societies. And I think even if I don't get that, there'll be a lot of opportunities.
And that will open up all sorts of social networks and connections for you beyond just your studying and that sort of thing. Yeah, which is I think one of the really great things about music is the way it links people together and you get to meet all sorts of different people.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For talking to me. Wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
In the future.
Hope you'll be able to report back what kind of things I do.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Yeah.
Talking to Emma, I got the strong feeling that her extensive musical studies, far from being a distraction from her academic work, were probably one of the most important ingredients that had made her into the successful, well-rounded person that she is. To finish off my investigation, I knew that I wanted to speak with someone who was heavily involved in music, even though he doesn't actually study it or play an instrument. Akhil, in Year 12, is the composer of our podcast theme tune. So I asked him how he went about creating it.
Okay, so for instance, I think when it was first brought upon me, I listened to the soundtrack which was there before, and I kind of got a few ideas. I heard a pluck in the background, which was really significant. That's what really drove my search for a new sound to start basing all the drums and everything off.
Great. So we just go back to basics then. Basics. So this is obviously all composed on your laptop. So what software are you using?
I use a Fruity Loop Studio.
Fruity Loop Studio, okay. And have you been using that software for a long time?
For a long time, yes. I've been using it for about over a year now.
Okay, and how long have you been composing music
I've been composing music from about, I think the first track I ever made was in year three. I wouldn't call it professional, but right. It's like an M-Tech club. I don't know if you've heard of M-Tech.
Music Tech. Yeah, okay.
So that was in year three. And then after that, I moved into DJing. I'm still a DJ, so...
Oh, great.
I moved into that in about year seven. It was a funny story behind that. I was going to a store. I think Maplin's was around back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for a desktop mixer, just a normal 12-channel, 24-channel mixer that I could plug things in. And the person in the store told my mum that, oh, mate, I don't think that's what he's probably looking for. And I really want, that's what I was looking for. And I was angry because I didn't get what I wanted.
Right.
I wanted that mixer.
Yeah.
But when I got home, I plugged it into my laptop and I was playing around with it. Because I didn't know what DJing really was, but
right.
I just played, put a song here. And I was like, oh, is this what we're doing here? Then after a week, I started getting into it. And I was like,
okay.
Oh, so this is the
so
aim.
It's kind of come about by accident then?
It was kind of like accident.
Right, okay.
Really.
So you've been creating music and involved in music and DJing and composing for most of your life then?
That's
fantastic. Okay, so let's focus in on the piece that you've composed for us. You had a kind of model, didn't you, as
a piece of music
that we were using to start off with, and then you've taken that and kind of created your own piece inspired by that.
By that, yes.
Okay. Tell us about the beginning then. How does the piece start?
Okay, so in the beginning we have a pluck sound here, which I got from a splice.
Okay.
The BPM of the tune is 98. So I was just looking around. I think I first analysed the BPM of the first song.
Uh-huh.
And it was around 90-something or so.
Yeah.
So I was looking for things around in that kind of same speed and tempo.
That's 98 beats per minute.
Beats per minute, yes.
Yeah.
So then I was looking through Splice, which is like a sample website kind of thing. And I typed in plucks and I first came upon, I think it was this one right here. So that was the first one that I heard.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love instantly with the whole pack, and then I downloaded another five, which we get all these sounds here.
Fantastic. Okay.
Then that's the hi-hat loop. And the kind of marching snares. I didn't make use of that one. And I think I used that one near the end or so. But yeah, that's how it started out.
Brilliant. And what I like about it is actually you've layered it all really nicely. So the different sections of the music all come in kind of where you'd expect them to come in. So we have sort of eight bars of something and then something else comes in there. And it all builds up really nicely, doesn't it? Yeah. How many pieces do you think you've composed altogether?
I think my old laptop that crashed, I had probably around 50 or so. But this one, I probably have around 50. I've probably made three this week or so.
And where are you looking for your music to go in the long, long run? Is it always going to be a hobby, or do you hope to maybe do something with it?
Definitely to do something with it. It's really just time constraint, and I'm planning over the summer. I have a couple of friends that are into music as well. And I played some beats for them, and they're like, oh, we've got to do something with this. We've got to do something with this.
Yeah.
And I think the inspiration is there. The vibe is there, the feeling is there, and it's just like, wow, just one session in the studio, maybe 1 hour, come out with five tracks. And
Yeah. Well, Akhil, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me, and I wish you all the best of luck with all your future composing. We will keep an eye out for you. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
So, in the end, I spoke with five different musicians in the school. Although they all dealt with different aspects of music, whether it be trumpet, saxophone, singing, piano, violin, or electronic composing, I detected certain things that they had in common. Most of them had got into music through a chance encounter, or almost by accident, but had then discovered within themselves a desire to keep going, to improve, to keep getting better. They had all reached a high standard through a combination of regular practice and by taking part in the many opportunities that being a musician brings, playing in ensembles and bands, performing in public, meeting new people, constantly challenging themselves. One thing I think we can be sure of is that music is something that will always be a part of their lives, providing them with emotional, intellectual and spiritual nourishment for many years to come. And with that thought, here's Akhil's Bleed Green podcast theme to play us out. Bye for now.